One of the ubiquitous cliches of photography is that it boils itself down pretty easily to where to stand and what to include in the frame. But you know, there's another part of photography that comes to mind when I see a picture like this, and that is, what should the shape of the frame be? This is a square image, probably shot with a Hasselblad. I can make that statement not because I know what camera he uses, but because so many square images are Hasselblad format images. It's the dominant camera for that format. 35mm, of course, has the aspect ratio of 1 to 1.5, 36mm by 24mm. Various other cameras have different aspect ratios, but almost all of them are based on some form of rectangle, except for the Hasselblad and a few others, Mamiya, Bronica, most of which fall into the classification of professional wedding photographer cameras. It's not that often we see square photographs used for fine art. We should. It's a wonderful format to use for fine art. But the question is why? How do you make the determination about what shape you are going to use in your photographs? Is it determined by the camera you choose? Or should the aspect ratio of the shape of your finished photograph be determined by the subject? The question is, do you crop or do you not crop? With digital cameras, we have the ability to change the format of our camera to whim. It's usually just a setting. Film cameras didn't have that luxury. They were whatever format they were based on the construction of the camera. But in all cases, all cameras make what are essentially rectilinear images, squares or rectangles. Quadrilaterals is the mathematical term for it. And there is no particular reason why they should be. Painting is almost always in a quadrilateral of some kind or another. Perhaps that's why photography is also in a quadrilateral. But why not round? Why not oval? Why not odd-shaped, egg-shaped, or any other shape? We can. It's doable, particularly with software. We can make any shape we want. But the square and the rectangle are the most common, and that's probably never going to change. It does, however, require us, particularly here in the digital age, to make the determination about how we're going to use our creative eye in what shape to best express ourselves artistically and creatively. If square is it, then so be it. But keep an eye out for opportunities for other shapes, because there's no mechanical or software reason why not to.